The time has come to break it to you gently. The perfect place to write is chez vous. I will regard unseeing the toothpaste splodges on the bathroom sink, the soap scum in the shower, the dust balls accumulating on the stair. I will let the post pile up unopened, the doorbell go unanswered. I will enjoy the sight of your shelves of books, but I will not reach up and pull one down. My eyes will pass unseeing over the postcards, taped to the fridge, from Aunt Mary in Cyprus and your long-lost university friend on holiday in Tehran. Neither will your choice of tea, nor the type of milk you drink, nor the to-do list chalked on the board by the door trigger in me any thoughts or intentions. I will live at your place in a vacuum of expectation. The one important thing your place should not contain is you. There was a time when I went on writer's retreats. I was invited on the most socially demanding of retreats in Tuscany. I dressed for dinner, attempted witty conversation over coffee, and tried to write between times. 6 weeks in a medieval tower. I was accepted on a writer's retreat in Scotland. 3 weeks, or was it four, in a gloomy castle. These excursions were certainly exotic, but I feel there are simpler ways to get writing done. Writers don't need three-course meals. They can heat themselves a plate of beans. Their most productive hours are likely to be solitary ones. Uninterrupted silence can infinitely expand the normal sense of time. I had 6 days in a friend's mother's flat in Swanage, a ground floor place within Seagull's Cry of the Sea. I could hear those seagulls, and the neighbours, and the Tesco delivery for next door, but none of it mattered, because between me and the outside world were four walls and a front door. The silence of those days was so intense it was practically religious. I purged a third for my novel and felt the serenity like a narcotic in my bones. Twice, in 96 hours, I wrote a chapter each of my non-fiction book in a friend's flat in Hastings. It was amazing. I walked through the door they had left that morning. Their absence was delicious. I moved immediately to the table in their front room and sat breathing in cigarette smoke, which drifted up through the floorboards, a gift from their naughty octogenarian neighbour below. It was heaven. Or if not heaven, which I imagined to be an overpopulated place. Then to my silence parched brain, it was like the island fastness of a medieval monk. No Wi-Fi, no talking, no disruptions. No wonder they produced such iridescent masterpieces in their monastic scriptoriums. In those 4 days, I dove deeper into my book than I had the entire previous 4 months. I do live with some very loquacious people. The only person I spoke to was the automatic checkout at the co-op. Almost effortlessly, I got my chapters done.